Welcome to another episode of the Golden Mile Project. Today we're here with Mary Kine. Mary, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
Now, let's get started. Do you like to walk the Golden Mile?
Of course I do. I really enjoy walking the Golden Mile because I put this little booklet together a long number of years ago, maybe 20 years ago, especially for children like you and for schools. And I don't know if you're familiar with the book, but in the book there is the built heritage of the Golden Mile. There's the flora, the flowers, which are just beautiful this spring. They're just starting now, if you want to see them. You have the dandelions and you have the lesser celandines and you have speedwell. You have all those little flowers that you see along the Golden Mile. And then the fauna, the animals. Unfortunately, a lot of the animals we have in Ireland are nocturnal, so you don't see them during the day. You have to at night time, and that's not very easy. You'd have to have special lights, maybe, to observe them.
What is your favourite stop on the Golden Mile?
Possibly the waterfall itself, because I live across from the waterfall, and I hear the murmur of the water cascading over the rocks. And then as I cross the main road and enter the entrance, it gets louder and louder until you come to the waterfall itself. And then you hear the power of the water. And particularly if you have a flood, then it's very spectacular. And it comes up very high. The river rises very quickly because it is the source of 9 lakes above it. So there's 9 lakes feeding in to that river. But then when it becomes calmer and drier, it actually goes down very quickly. And the reason it goes down very quickly is because at the cathedral in Galway, you possibly have observed the gates. They open up the gates to keep the level of Loch Carron, you know, steady, that it doesn't flood. So that's why our river, it rises very quickly, but it also goes down very quickly. So that's my favourite spot there. I can see the salmon and the trout coming up when the floods are in it as well.
Do you think it's important that people walk the Golden Mile?
Yes, a lot of people walk the Golden Mile. It's a loop walk, you see. So it means it's changing all the time and you don't have to retrace your steps. That's what makes it interesting. And especially interesting for children, because you can go from stop to stop. And you don't need to know everything about it. You just need to appreciate the beauty around you. That's all you need to do. Look at the stone walls. At the moment, they're just magnificent with moss. They're just all packed with this beautiful, beautiful green moss. And you'll see little flowers, tiny little flowers in it. Bring your camera with you. You all have a phone now. And you have more equipment than children long ago had. So bring your camera with you. Spot something. It could be ivy. I used to bring my own children when I was teaching in school. They'd bring their camera. And it was amazing what they would pick up. Something I wouldn't spot at all. They might pick up a lovely piece of ivy coming out of the stone wall. They might pick up a lone flower among weeds. Different things. Depends.
What time of the year do you think it's best to walk the Golden Mile?
Possibly autumn. Possibly autumn, when the leaves are changing. There's so many magnificent trees along that walk. And I don't know if you're aware that they were planted in the 1700s. You can see a lot of them are coming to the end of their lives now. They've fallen. In the last storms, we lost 2 or 3 big trees. And we had a most beautiful tree on the pathway to the waterfall. It actually would remind you of an elephant, the head of an elephant. And all the children loved that, because you'd have to go under that projection of the tree. But that's gone. We miss it. I miss it.
What is your favourite hobby to do at home?
Play cards. I love cards. And I'm going to play my cards now when I'm finished here. Play a lot of cards during the week. And cards are very good. And I teach all my grandchildren how to play cards. because cards take you every place. So when you get older and you're travelling the world and you go into hostels with other friends same age as you, cards are a very common thing. So you don't have to have a language to play cards. You can mix with other languages and other people and other Europeans. So it's important to have something. Chess would be another thing. Those two things, cards and chess, take you with your friends all over the world. And it breaks barriers. You can break down language barriers that way by playing them. I've seen people play chess and challenge each other in New Zealand and Australia. They would do it in public parks. They'd have big pieces of chess and they'd challenge. Somebody would be very good at chess and the tourists would be all standing around. They'd challenge somebody. Will you come in here and play a game of chess with me? And everybody could watch on. The other one they play is dominoes. I don't know if you use dominoes. Dominoes as well is another game. Those games really are important. So do play cards. Cards are great.
What stop do you know the most about?
Well, I'm sort of familiar with them all equally. I suppose the church possibly, because of our beautiful Harry Clark window that's there. People come from all over to see that Harry Clark window. And maybe the next time you're in the church, you take a look at it and the colours that he uses. And you'll know Harry Clark window no matter where you see it, because he uses the same colours all the time. Beautiful turquoisey, greeny, blue. Have another look at it the next time you're in the church. And there is a stand which explains what you're looking at. So you could read that and go in on your own, one or two of you, and just stay there calmly and look at it, have a look at it. The church, possibly, and then, of course, you have the convent school. Maybe some of you are at the convent school. And now it's vacant. Okay, so that's important. That's very important because the Sisters of Mercy were here since 1858. It's a long number of years they taught the children and the people of this area. There was another group there before them, the Faithful Companions of Jesus, they were called. They were a French order. They came here, but they found us so poor. 1843 they came, just before the famine, found it so poor here that they felt that they couldn't stay on. And they left here and they went down to Limerick. And they're still in existence in Limerick. Very famous Laurel Hill School in Limerick is a famous school. But the sisters came here to Uthwart first and then they transferred down to Limerick. So that area. Then you come over the bridge. That's a very important bridge. We all know it's a dangerous bridge, but it's a very important. That's one of Nemo's bridge. He was the great engineer that opened up all of Connemara to us. He built roads, he built piers, he built harbours, and everybody then was able to come from Galway right through. I suppose that's the first tourist trade, if you like. And that's one of his bridges. But there's several bridges like that around Connemara. That's Nemo's bridge. And then, just look out now at the moment, when the water gets a bit lower now, you'll soon see the dipper, lovely little bird. He's here. You can have a look at him in the book. He's a little bird, very unusual little bird. He usually nests right beside the bridge. And he's a lovely white patch here in front of him. Well, what's unusual about him is, you know how ducks have webbed feet so they can go underwater? This bird doesn't have the webbed feet, but he does. It's tiny. It's a tiny little bird. He does go under the water and he stirs up the stones to get the larva that's underneath for food. And then you'll see him flying. So there's two seats now over the bridge at the river, and you can sit there and you can watch them. You'll also see the heron there. And as you go up further up the river, opposite where the hotel was, there's a stone wall across that river, and that's where you see the wagtails nesting. You'll see them. They come in and out. You'll see them flying in and out, but you have to look for them.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Golden Mile Project. We were your hosts, Amy and Aaron. Thank you for giving us your time, Mary.
Tá bom,
I hope you enjoyed. Thank you and goodbye.
Yeah, one man and ten of us.
This podcast was funded by the Irish Community Archive Network, an initiative of the National Museum of Ireland, delivered in partnership with the Heritage Council, Galway County Council Heritage Office.